Then I started to ask myself many questions and to look at my job and look at the work, if I was getting energy out of that and if I was happy. And at the same time, we started to sort of like drink wine almost every week, every day. And it came to a point that where we sat together and we were like, this is not the life that we were thinking about. This is not the life that we liked. And we have to make a change. And we started with quitting completely alcohol. And I promise you that I've been drinking since, I don't know, maybe 15, since I was 15 years old. And just this sweet switch of my life, this started to make some chemistry bomb in my brain that
clarity.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was like I was suffering so much with myself that I found my way back to training, for example. Mm-hmm. And I've been always training. I'm a training freak. Whoever who knows me know it.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your hype girl D, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I am so thrilled to actually do this in person, on video. And if you're listening this on audio, know that, you know, this is also on video. And we're going to have so much fun with my new friend, Daniel Gallardo. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much, Diana, for having me here. It's a pleasure. It's an honor, actually, and it's an honor to be the first one on video. I love it.
So much fun. And why I'm so excited for us to record this on video as well and in person, because I just believe that the energy is different when you have this, you know, energy that is in the room, presence that is like in physical space. It's just like you create magic. And I think listeners, either they're listening or watching this, they're going to feel the energy because we both are so high. And I think this is going to be like, this is going to break the internet. I have a feeling.
I have a feeling that we are going to go out of the topic and we are going to go nuts talking. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. But yeah, I just want to start with a question that is related to your story and maybe like starting here. You also moved to Sweden. So, you know, walk us how it was like moving here. What was life like back then and what is now?
Well, I'm originally from Spain and I was working and studying and living in the city of Granada. I'm not originally from there, but very close to there. And I was sort of like tired of living the typical life of the Spaniards. You know, it's like if you compare to Sweden, the VBB, the Volvo Bube, I don't remember the house dog and the car, the Volvo. And I really didn't want that. And to make it short, I just resigned my job once. I bought a ticket to Sweden because I don't know why. It was like somehow lucking me to make the movement here that will give me sort of like a new language, improving the English, and a totally different type of culture. And then 2013, I moved here with such energy as a 25-year-old guy. Not having a clue about where I was putting myself on, just with the dream of creating a better life for myself and challenging my life to make a new movement. It's been a long story since that.
Wow, I didn't know. So we moved the same year.
Did you move also that too?
2013
No, which month?
February.
No way, which day?
You were 16.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
I land here the 16th of February. What time?
I don't know.
I remember it perfectly.
It
No, no,
was
no.
probably
I landed in the evening.
a.m.
That was actually a feeling that I will never, ever, ever forget. Landing here in the
was
Skavsta.
snowing.
Oh my
It
God, it
was
was so much snow. And I remember just jumping into the bus. Imagine, I was a Spanish guy who didn't even speak English at this
snowing.
time. I totally forgot my English because of going through the university. You know, we didn't have any English courses, and that it was like, I mean, zero. And I remembered taking the bus from Skavsta to Stockholm and looking at the signs and trying to read this crazy names. Like I was so shocked, and landing on T-Centralen in the city terminal, and just being like, where the fuck I am, freezing as hell with my Spanish clothes. It was like coming almost coming on flip-flops. Just saying that.
So crazy.
Oh my God, you did the same day.
That's
That's
insane.
nuts.
That's
That's
insane.
nuts.
Oh my God. And we met at the, like, so 11 years later, we met at the same event that
Do
Friday.
you remember that I jump into the scene when they ask if someone was celebrating something? I
The
jump
guy
into.
next to me, he asked me, like, what are you celebrating? I'm like, 11 years here. And he's like,
Exactly.
that's not the
Yeah, I was like sitting there quiet, and then
Oh my
my
God, it's so
wife
much fun.
Bessie, she was like, "Hey, it's your 11th year here," and it was like, "Oh my God, yes, I'm celebrating." And
That's
then
so crazy.
I landed the situation that everyone was singing happy birthday to me,
Yeah.
and I was like, okay, thank you.
So crazy. Oh my God. Yeah, that's so crazy. Yeah, wow. So 11 years, walk me through what were some of the biggest challenges you encounter throughout this 11 years?
Well,
Talk about mindset, like really mindset challenges
okay,
and fears.
I will say that there were many different challenges. The first of all, it was definitely to be apart from the comfort zone that you are used to. Imagine that you are a guy, 25-year-old, you've never been abroad. I never traveled before. So for me, it was the first time in a foreign country. No, sorry, I'm lying. I was once in Italy with the school, but yeah, you can imagine. So with no language, I had to make me strong in order to walk through this process. But I was super happy the whole time. And mainly because I felt like for first time in my life, I was alone, taking decisions by myself and putting myself into the path that I am choosing, and no one else is getting into this path. So it was amazing. I think from the very beginning, one of the hardest thing that I had, it was communicating. I always say that I need to relearn communication, because you land in a country that no one speaks your language. Well, some people does, but it's not enough. I mean, you want to work from the very first day, and it's impossible. So I had to relearn communication and in two different languages. So the first weeks I just jumped into a Swedish course in a clandestine academy, actually. That
Oh,
was amazing. That was
wow.
amazing. You have to pay a lot here for going to courses separately. If you mainly if you don't have the personal number. But I found one clandestine academy that I had to pay 200 crowns per month. Imagine how clandestine that was. Okay. That it was amazing. It was amazing. It was really cool. But my motto was, well, not my motto, my motivation was so hype that I didn't find any obstacle. It was like going into an adventure and just doing what I'm really passionate about that is researching, finding new things, being open mind to everything that can give you a new skill, a new knowledge, and always with a smile in your head. If there is something that I learned from my parents is that a smile will open your doors wherever you go. It doesn't matter if you speak Chinese, Japanese, Swahili. Doesn't matter. With a smile and your energy, you will reach everywhere. And this is sort of like the first phase of challenging myself. Then the second one came when me being so naive, I came here with all my savings around 2,000, 2,500, 2,500 euro. I thought that it will be enough for surviving maybe half a year. Welcome to Sweden. Trush, slap on your face. And I had no money after 3 months. So I felt like a dog walking with his tail between the between the legs coming back to your parents asking for help. And then I was surviving with sort of like 5,000 crowns every month that my parents could send me for finally finding a job through this clandestine academy. And I started cleaning streets in the neighborhood of Rinkeby and Tensta, which I didn't even know which kind of neighborhood they were. Then after years, I realized that they are one of the worst in Stockholm. But there I was with a smile, building clothes or builder clothes in very low temperature conditions, cleaning gardens, streets, wherever they put myself on. Then I passed to removing snow during winter time. Until I found a job as newspaper delivering by or during the night shift. Then I bought a car for 3,000 crowns. Imagine what a car. It was like I had to push it in order
In
to
the
make it run.
winter, didn't even start
Yeah.
it.
But it's incredible because I imagine that you are the educated as I'm an architect, educated as an architect, and I had already like many different titles, and I was already working, I had some experience, but no one will hire you if you didn't speak Swedish, and imagine no Swedish, no English neither, and going to, I was every single day. I mean that's so fucking funny, Diana. I was every fucking single day going and knocking to every single architectural firm asking for the job, mainly in Spanish. And it was incredible. People just like, what the fuck are you doing? I cannot
So
understand
much
you.
perseverance and grit, and it's like it blows my mind. Like, you don't know this, but when I came here, so I came here because I got the scholarship to finish my master or complement my master. And I found myself in a similar position where I sent my audience know this story. I sent over 2,800 applications for a job, and it was like, no fucking way, you don't speak English. Oh, Swedish. And I've I worked as a cleaner for a first year,
You too.
and it was just so crazy that we have such a similar story that it blows my mind. And then it was like, I have so many qualifications and I feel like overqualified,
Exactly.
and it hit me like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, just go and build your own vehicle, Like, for me, that was like, yeah, I'm just gonna do my own thing, because but one thing that really stuck with me, like what you said, like, go out with the smile. I had such a difficult time because I had two small kids at that time. And it was not just, it was a survival. It was a
I can
survival thing,
imagine.
because my ex-husband, he was not speaking English, Swedish, like he couldn't get a job. So for us, me, like, taking this job, it was physically exhausting. And then I would go home, my little baby, I was still breastfeeding her. And it was like, it was such a physical pain, but also like this, I am so much more than this, But I found myself in this journey of gratitude where I would find every single day,
I agree
I
totally.
would find every single day something that I was grateful for
And so
that
I can.
kept me going, Like you said, like smile and having that joy and happiness, that is a choice.
Exactly.
In every situation where you feel like a victim, it's your responsibility and your choice to flip it around and say, no,
It's
this is
all
just a
about,
circumstance.
it's all about how you face the reality, how you think about your reality, and how you put yourself in front of what you have and the tools that you have and the situation that you have in front of you. I mean, if you are playing victimism, you are gonna be a victim forever, forever. So I totally agree with you. I remember being these days, like for example, I have five this degeneration in my back since I was 18. Well, when I was 18 or 16, I think. I lost the memory for that, but I started with one and it developed. But imagine that I was removing the snow in minus 15 degrees with this pain, getting sciatica many days, coming back home like not even being able walking at all, and the day after I was there again, again, and the only thing I could listen to, it was my inner voice saying to me, "You are here. You came here for a better life. You're gonna make it. Not everyone has this opportunity that you have. You have to make it. You must make it." And this put my mood in the on the sky for real. I was going there. I was I remember having colleagues from Africa, from Asia. Imagine, we couldn't even communicate with each other. And the community that you create there, just with signs, with the smiles, with the stupid men jokes, it's amazing. It's amazing. And it's like when I compare it to my childhood, I grew up very well. I don't have the typical story that your parents, blah, blah. No. My family was really good. They were doing good. I had nothing to complain, and I have a great family. But I think that this part of life, it's the part of life that touched me the most. That is humanity. It's how to be along with yourself, how to be strong, how to be disciplined, how to follow your dreams, your passion, and mostly your gut, that you know that you're going to do something good for yourself and for the world.
Oh, I get chills. Yeah, your gut. Like, it's so important to trust that intuition and be guided by your inner voice, I think. And it's so interesting that you're saying that. I'm gonna go back to that. But first I want to just go to this. Where are you now? So you had the challenges. So where is Daniel right now? What is in your life right
Well,
now?
Daniel is in a very comfortable position, I would say. Too comfortable. That's why we met for 1 week ago, actually, in the MMI. I'm trying to push myself again to a discomfort and an uncomfortable place in order to reach the next level. Since I think that because of reaching a sort of like a high position in my branch, I've become very like, let's say again, comfortable. So, but
You reach,
during
do you think that you reached the plateau within your industry?
sort of, and I would say that I feel like I reached it also too fast. If you compare with the rest of architects, for example. So during these years, we're talking about raising a career from the bottom to leading teams, leading projects of 50, 60 person at the same time. I've been also involved with designing and leading world-class sustainability buildings, as I
Amazing.
wrote to you. I've been involved in designing the first certified zero carbon building in Sweden, the first fossil-free preschool in Sweden. They both have been awarded internationally for its sustainability, for the good construction. One of them, this preschool, has been also representing Sweden in Dubai's fair 2022 as best practice project in timber. I've reached a lot, and it's also something that I wanted to sort of like talk about it because when you put yourself in such a path of being ambitious, wanting to achieve so much in a very good way, not being ambitious and taking over the other people. But then there comes some point that if you haven't worked yourself out properly, both in your mind and your body, you can lose yourself. And this, for example, happened to me. I reached it one of my goals that was why I came here, and it was for because I had always in my mind that I would do something great for humanity. I will be doing something, a masterpiece that will be enjoyed by everyone and will be wow. And then for example, then I did, for example, this first certified net zero or zero carbon building, and it was the pioneered project in Sweden. It was the first one. It was the coming from a European scope that they were trying to reach this 2030 agenda, and I sort of like reached there, but then I felt empty. I felt empty because of the griefs of saying, I'm not the one who is being seen for that. There are people in over me, still over me, that are the one taking credits. And then I started to feel I need more power, power. And then I seeked after power. And this led me also to seek for higher position. And then you go to higher position when you are not ready for that, when you are too young, and then you jump into it. And you nail it. You nail it because you put the work, you continue working, and you are always striving for the best. Pum, 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 pum. But your heart and yourself start to empty. And it comes to a point that you sort of like break down. And this is the point where you really start realizing that you haven't worked your inner self.
So that's it's so like how I feel like I'm always being guided by intuition, and it's like when we when I said the question that it's so important that you I said, like, it's very interesting that you are listening to your intuition. What happens with our high achiever mindset is that we lose touch with our inner voice. Our high achiever is so ego driven, right? It's like this, right? It's like it's not heart centered. And I feel like ever since I met you, like when I saw it, like I felt the wholeheartedness and this beautiful energy around humanity and really saving the world. But then it was like when you were starting to say, I achieved everything. This is very like, oh yeah, that was me. Like it's you're ticking off all the goals. Who am I actually trying to, who I'm trying to prove this? Because my heart already know that I'm worthy enough. My heart already knows that I am doing good. So question is, when you said like I felt empty, Tony Robbins always says the greatest failure is the when you feel unfulfilled. And I experienced that because I've been in I left my home country because I felt so unfulfilled in my previous position. I because it was like I was also like I was HR in at university where I worked and my parents were so proud of me and we had the new apartment and I was just like like you achieved everything you're just like finishing your postgraduate and this is like no one in our family achieved this and it was like you have
It says,
everything you
wow.
want and then it's like but I feel that. That's what I felt empty and I just wanted to escape that feeling no and that's why I moved here and I said like there's no I can't live this life because it's not real I need to build something away from my family where I will feel so bound to prove something to someone and now we came to this point where you know what I don't freaking care about any titles or recognition or validation. I worthiness is my birthright. I came to this world feeling worthy enough, and that's good enough, So the question is, what make you so now you're like, you're ready for something else, we know, like, you're gonna tell me what that is and what are you excited about. But what really, like, how talking about awareness. What was this moment when you felt I'm empty, and what caused the shift to change? What was that moment I need to change something, and you found you were guided back to that path of change and coming back home to yourself?
Well, it was I had the pleasure of meeting my wife for 2 years ago, and since
Bessie.
hello. And since that I've been working a lot on myself and herself. It was like a very nice connection from the very beginning, and it was challenging in another way than I had before. A lot of communication. We had to work a lot between how we communicated to each other, and well, all of that led to a very nice relationship, and we got married last year. And last year, it was such an intensive year for us because we plan a wedding. Well, sorry, we plan 3 weddings. We are married 3 times.
Wow. Talking about
Yeah. Exactly.
overachieving.
We are quite ambitious, the both of us. So we planned 3 weddings, 2 in Sweden and 1 in Spain. At the same time, we were working our ass off. We were selling 2 apartments that we own. We were buying another apartment, and all of this in 6 months. We were like overloading ourselves, and it was like continuing just straight bum, 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 bum. When we finally came back to Sweden after our wedding, we were having like a drop down. We were stuck at home. We didn't want to do something. And me personally, I was like, I didn't know what was next. And then I started to ask myself many questions and to look at my job and look at what if I was getting energy out of that and if I was happy. And at the same time, we started to sort of like drink wine almost every week, every day. And it came to a point that where we sat together and we were like, this is not the life that we were thinking about. This is not the life that we liked. And we have to make a change. And we started with quitting completely alcohol. And I promise you that I've been drinking since, I don't know, maybe 15, since I was 15 years old. And just this swift switch of my life, this started to make some chemistry bomb in my brain that
Clarity.
yeah, oh my God, it was like I was suffering so much with myself that I found my way back to training, for example. And I've been always training. I'm a training freak. Whoever who knows me know it. I love that because it's for me, it's like it's pain. You know, it's pain.
Yeah,
You
I know
put.
what you're saying. I have sore legs since that day.
But it's pain that teach you discipline. It's a lot of I built this military mindset out of gym. It creates this man in my case that follows a path, follows a rule, follows a routine, and that every day that you fail, you feel guilty. And this guiltiness is good. It's really good for
Good.
you.
It's drive.
Exactly. It puts you right on your way to achieve things. And it's a catalyst for your life. So I got back to the gym. I started to look at myself at this time. I was after the whole year. I was like, I don't know how many kilos over my no common or normal weight. And I started to work out as hell every day, no excuse. Boom, boom, boom. And then I started to reconnect with Stoicism and with reading. So I started with one of my favorites, Marco Aurelio, again, with meditations that I had it from before. And half the way of reading this book, then I discovered Napoleon Hill for first time, and Outwitting the Devil. And Jesus Christ, I mean, Jesus Christ, this book, it should be mandatory from the primary school.
Primary school. Yeah, I
It
agree.
is
I agree.
preschool even. I mean, it's a Bible. It's a Bible. It's opened your mind even more to ask yourself to reflect even more to
Self-sab, I think self-sabotage, like, yeah, right.
exactly. And that was the moment when I started to feel how much bad I made to myself, I did to myself.
Responsibility. It was me.
Exactly,
It was me, right?
during the last years when I sort of like lost my path, my values, my what I really believe on, my beliefs. And from this point, I decide to isolate myself. I'm so grateful because my wife was in the same wavelength, and it's incredible how similar we are and how life brought us together for driving and sailing or navigating this life together in the same wavelength. And together we were alone. We disconnect from everything, and we were making ourselves prouder and prouder until the point that you really don't know what are you doing anymore, but you still do it. Because you have created a habit. And there we come also. Habits.
It is, you know, your being is determined by the habit you do, because the ones both bad and good. But I want to just like commend you for the this incredible awareness that you have, because a lot of people do blame the circumstances or others, you know, but
I did
you
too.
were aware that, hey, this is me, you know, I created this for myself, and it's this responsibility. I can ruin myself and I can succeed, and it's determined by me. I have a choice. So that's
I'm gonna
totally.
give you a very clear example of that. For example, I was getting sometimes aggressive, responding to situations, for example, with my wife, discussing some topic, stupid topic, and I was getting like getting it personal, getting it like an
Attack.
attack to me, to myself. And after getting a little bit more relaxed, I was blaming myself, blaming my back pain. I live constantly with back pain. This is something that it's attached to me, and I was always like, "Now it's my back. It's the nerve system that is getting cramped, and I'm feeling bad out of this, and this is provoking my angerness and so on." No, fuck off. No. Sorry for the word, but no, fuck off. It's your mentality. You have to remove your attachment to your pain totally, and then you're happy. And then you're happy. So, victimizing yourself in the yourself, this is going to kill you. It's always going to kill you. Don't try to find an excuse for things. You are the problem. If there is any problem.
And you're the solution, you're the creator,
Exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Amazing. Oh, yo, that this is so amazing, and I just want to, you know, say that I am so grateful that I met you, because it feels like, you know, at this point, like, and I had the conversation with Bessie as well, like, it feels like, you know, we kind of been I've been isolated. I feel like I build this international community, but I felt like I don't have people, like-minded people here in Sweden. And I was like, wow, like I found someone who really like gets me, you know, like to the bones, you know, like, and now you're saying like we are right at the same day. Like, how crazy is that, you know? Like, so I just want to say
It's the
that
universe getting the line.
I'm just so excited to see what we get to create together. That's definitely spoiler alert, you guys. But what is excited in your world right now? What are you excited to create and to commit to?
Honestly, I don't know it yet. I'm in the process of reinventing myself. And if you will ask me for 1 or 2 months ago, I will be telling you like, "Oh, I don't know. I still don't know." But now I really know why. And it's because I'm one of the most resilient person that you can find in the world. I promise you, I'm so flexible. I'm a chameleon. I can fit everywhere with every people, and it's just because of my originally and my inner mood of being happy, of wanting to actually to get known things.
Curiosity.
Yeah, your curiosity, your open mind.
Flexibility.
Exactly. So right now, I'm feeling that, well, when I reflect back, I see that I've done so many different things in life. For example, if we talk about a job or work, I've worked with probably more than 15 different jobs. And I got attached to architecture. I don't know if it's my future. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. So I'm taking myself to through a journey of discovering the next step. I'm willing to get back to help people, to work closer, to give a more personal experience. I get a lot of energy from seeing people being happy. And it grows naturally from me to give my energy to other people for seeing that.
So cool.
So I cannot tell you I'm gonna be a coach as you are, for example, but I don't know. I might land doing, for example, architecture mold, customize it more for the private person, people, than working for the companies as I do right now. I'm doing more the business architecture. I really don't know. I really don't know. But something that I really want to redirect is this energy flow toward toward people, toward seeing people happy, and that you can apport and add value to them. I think it's a is something that it got lost, loose, it lost on the way here, and maybe this is one of the causes that why I was suffering a little bit before.
Wow! So you find your medicine through your pain. I'm gonna call you a happiness architect.
Oh, I love that.
You know, I call myself a freedom architect.
I know. I love that.
Yeah,
When I read it for the first time, I was like, that's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, one of my biggest value. And when I started my coaching, it was like, oh, freedom, what does that actually mean? It means like, I'm going to create financial freedom for myself. You know, boom, that was the first milestone. And then it was like more like time freedom, you know. Hit that too, like, you know, I'm bending time. Time is not a construct for me anymore. But then it was like, oh, let's go deeper. What does freedom actually mean right now? Freedom is to be 100% me, free of construct of other people, free of conditioning, like in holistic way, emotional, physical, mental, spiritual, no conditioning, and being free of beliefs or someone else, like really being authentic and sovereign with my truth. So that's the level of freedom that I play right now. And it's so, so crazy. Like when you're at that frequency where you feel so liberated, it's like, yeah, I created the masterpiece of freedom, like, and yeah, that's the architecture that I built for myself. And it feels, yeah, it feels so, so good to be on this path where I don't feel that anything is like, you know, nothing is actually like limiting me. I'm so free. I'm such a free
You know,
spirit.
this should be written on the dictionary. Architecture of freedom. That's the definition.
Right. Yeah, wow. So cool. So yeah, I'm gonna call you a happiness architect.
I love that. I'm gonna change it probably on my Instagram.
Oh my god, so much fun. Let's wrap it up. And this is the question, and you already talked about challenges and all this stuff, but this is the question that I ask all my guests. And it is, what was one of the fears that you needed to overcome? And now when you look back, the fear that you overcome is also the biggest success in your life.
On my way here?
Throughout your life, it doesn't matter. What was one of the biggest fears that you needed to overcome? And now you look back and it's like, fuck, this was a...
To get stuck. To get stuck in my life. I'm afraid of not growing, not developing new things. I'm like, for example, if you ask me, I would say I'm not afraid of the death, but I am. But because of the fact of thinking there will be some time that I won't be able to do something. So for me, this constant learning process in life, it's something magic. It's it's a gift. Getting a stack for me will be that.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
This is what I've overcome once, I will say, in a big time, that it was when I moved here. And this is what I'm making or taking action for overcoming now that I got stuck on myself for a while. So this is my biggest fear. But it's not gonna break me.
No.
Never.
No, yeah, I love this. When if you're not growing, you're dying. 100%, I agree with that. Yeah, we're so similar in thinking that. Where can people connect with you and say hi and watch you train and creating this new movement of happiness, freedom?
Well, if they want to reach me, it's Instagram is the fastest possible way. You
Amazing.
can follow me and D Gallardo Y. Otherwise, she has me on her list, so it's easy
We're
to
gonna put
find
it
me.
in the show notes, you guys. So,
Yeah, but this is the fastest way to reach me. If you want to see more about what I've done in life regarding job architecture and so on, so probably on my LinkedIn. Where I have sort of like my big CV with a lot of boring things here and there and blah 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 blah.
Boring. Come
Yeah,
on, own it.
and we'll see where more. I started some YouTube channel already
Amazing.
for talking about sustainability in construction, more precise in about climate neutrality, and soon I'm going to start also my own podcast. For the revealing the real people who works behind sustainability and what do they really do. I think it's very important to show to the world that this question is not only greenwashing when it comes mainly to companies. So
Amazing.
it's yeah, I think it's going to be
Amazing.
super fun.
So many fun stuff. Was there anything that I forgot to ask you or you want to share? Now is the
That's the time. Well, put
time.
me on pressure.
Left
No.
with some bomb.
No, I would just say that if there is anyone listening that is suffering or if it's having some bad time, my recommendation, which is what I apply in my life, it's train. Train. Put yourself into a situation that is uncomfortable for you. And this is actually one of the things, for example, I know that you like more getting into the mind and but for me, training is like you push yourself in such a way that your body cannot respond anymore. Your mind is breaking down. Push yourself until you cry. The day you cry training, this day is going to change your life, I promise you.
He's a
Go.
monster.
I'm not. I'm not.
I'm kidding.
I'm not.
But
But
that's, yeah.
it's one of the best ways of cleaning your mind.
I do yoga and it's such a different game, because I grew up in sport. I was a professional dancer and I always been in sports. Until I actually injured my knee. And yoga really, like for me, is this really like seeing the boundaries and limitlessness of your body, but not through the pain. So it's like really, I get to experience the limitlessness of my body, but not feeling the pain. But it's also like it's this adrenaline rush when you work
Exactly.
out. It's
That's
like
it.
this, it's such a rush. It gives me like, wow, like I can do anything I want.
It's I mean the thing is that when you move when you do whatever sport you want to do, I mean you don't need to focus on training, and you can do, for example, yoga, as you are saying, because this is what it helps you. This is what you connect body, mind, and your soul. But the thing is that I'm gonna give you a very clear example. When you wake up, your energy yourself is so low. It's really low. It's incredible. I mean, you're a zombie. Well, there are people who are super hyper, but that's another thing. But normally, you're really low. and try to wake up and start training. After 5 minutes, you are like,
Let's go.
fucking dude,
Let's go.
fucking
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna skip my meditation first thing in the morning,
dude.
but yeah, I love to train in the morning as well. Like first thing, it is like training. And also one thing is so important. What is in the morning, what happens in our bodies is that energy is stagnant because you were, in a restful position, and the energy is stagnant, and especially the dreamers out there, we process things and they get stuck in our bodies. So moving first thing in the morning like really allows the energy to flow through your body and not get stuck, because that's where you get sick, because the energy gets stuck, the all the
Exactly.
emotions get stuck, so you need
Exactly,
to
but the person, the human being
yeah
is not done
no.
for the city.
I always say, like, you're not the fucking tree, like move.
Exactly,
And then this goes so along the with the saying of you, like, I don't want to be stuck. You're meant to move.
Exactly.
You're meant to move. We're meant to
It's
move.
we're meant to be natural.
That's so good. Oh my God, you guys, we're gonna put all the things in the show notes. Go and follow this amazing energetic guy and then watch him. Like, he's gonna do some epic things. If I know anything, it's like I know where the potential is, and this guy has so much potential.
It's going to be amazing.
He's
It's
gonna be
going to
amazing.
be, we are in the beginning of a journey.
Yes. And yeah, you guys have fun and don't forget to be awesome. Ciao.
Ciao.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you. And I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/forward insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.